Hello, listeners. Welcome to Can't Even Get to That. I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best.
Caitlin, you're awful choked up on that microphone there. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
But yeah, that's like, you know. That's how I do when I go up to bat, and that's how I do when I go up to podcast.
Look at me.
Choked right up.
Because I'm doing what you're doing, and it looks like I'm ready to make out.
You're ready
with
to
this.
Go. It looks like you're on your toes. You have an athletic posture.
I'm ready
to leap into the
wiki
zone.
I'm ready to lick the mic.
And to lick it. It's a little. La, 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 goes both la, la, la. Ways.
I'm Matt Olson, your co host and mic licking aficionado.
Resident dirty boy.
Some people say, "Oh, don't get too close to a microphone at a karaoke place because like it's got spit up on it." But what they don't know is that I've licked it, from the bottom to the top, all the way.
I mean, what I say is when you go to a karaoke place, lick it,
claim it. What's the worst that could happen?
They give you the microphone. It's yours now. They have to do that by law. Health code.
It's a violation. Otherwise,
yeah. They can't keep it.
You know what else I say?
What?
Please, God, don't sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, my God. If you're at a karaoke joint.
Those are the rules of the karaoke joint. Number one, lick it.
Anything from a musical, that's number three.
Number two, oh, God, please, God, don't sing Bohemian Rhapsody. Number three, no rent.
No rent, no Book of Mormon, no...
Definitely no Book of Goddamn
no Les Mis.
Mormon. Definitely no Les Mis.
No Fiddler.
Jesus. You know about my Les Mis, me and Johnny's little Les Mis accident, right? We'll call it that.
Tell me about it.
I was driving us home after a beer garden, and it was Ren Fair. It was our senior Ren Fair.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know if Johnny remembers this, but he very aggressively took control of the car stereo and put on the sad song from Les Mis. I dreamed a dream, but now I'm really sad and everything sucks. That song,
yeah,
the hit song from Les Mis.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Can you please turn this off?" And he refused.
Was it the Anne Hathaway version?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
No original cast album for Johnny.
No. Only that new Miz.
You're not even allowed to, like, I shudder to think about the first time I'm going to be at a karaoke place and someone does a song from Hamilton. Because it's going to ruin it.
You know, people are already doing that all around the country.
Yeah.
Possibly the world.
It's going to be ruined.
I don't think that can
withstand the karaoke test.
I guess. Like,
there are whole bands that don't withstand the karaoke test and like musical
artists.
Like
what bands?
Think of a band that you never want to hear at karaoke.
I mean, there are artists that I don't want to hear at karaoke for the reason that people don't do a good job, but that doesn't mean I hate those artists.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like no one... I don't want to say no one.
Because I said ruin is in like ruins it forever.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I guess.
Because like...
Yeah, maybe I need to be more.
Because like almost no one can do Eminem at karaoke. But
that was one of the ones I was thinking of.
But I still,
because they come up and they're like, "I'm some shady," and it's like, actually, no. This whole song only works if he's singing it.
Well, I mean, don't do that one. But like, it's hard. His raps are harder than you think they are.
That too.
People like think like, "Oh, it's fun and silly," but no, he's serious about that rapping.
Yeah.
He says the words really fast and
says,
really good.
It's just mom spaghetti.
Over and over again so fast that it becomes other words.
Yeah.
That's the trick. That's why most people can't do it.
That's the thing, is that words are made up of smaller sounds.
Yes.
And those sounds can be made up of smaller sounds.
It's like a fractal.
Yeah. And when you delve deep into the M&M fractal, it's just mom spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just mom spaghetti all the way down.
I do think I did see someone do Stan at karaoke once.
I have done Stan, and let me say, I did a good job. I just want to put that up.
It wasn't you, because my memory was a different person.
I know, it was a different time. This was at a company karaoke party, a holiday party, so you wouldn't have been there.
Wait, you picked Stan at a holiday party?
I didn't pick it. One of the other interns picked it, and she didn't fucking know what she was doing.
Oh, so you stepped
in.
So
I saved
the day.
And the arts editor sang Dido's part and did an excellent job. And I,
holy shit,
I carried the M&M load.
If it was, if you rescued it, that's a whole other matter. That's
right.
Amazing.
I rescued it because I was the only one that knew the mom's spaghetti secret.
You're just like, I need to channel that. Oh my goodness. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
it. But also, it's not, that's not a
great
song.
It's not a holiday party song.
It's not a holiday party song. It's like a sad party song.
It ends in a murder suicide.
It's like a, like everything is bad. Let's all drink ourselves
Merry Christmas
to oblivion song.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
In Arrested Development, when they did the company party and they did the, oh no,
family members
can't sing Afternoon Delight together. Like, the original draft of that script was they were singing Stan. And they're just like, this is too dark.
This is too much. All right. Well, what are we getting to today, Matt?
There's no artful way to segue from this. Wait. Yes, there is.
Is there?
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's underarm smell.
Old person smell. Old person smell is a Wikipedia article. We did not get this one via suggestion. We were just hanging out.
How did it come up in conversation?
I'm trying to remember.
It just came up.
We were hanging out at a bar and we were talking about...
Oh, we were talking about Louis C.K.
Oh, right. Well, that's a story for another time. We assume he smells like an old man.
He's old. He's an old man. So that's pretty much it. And, that's pretty much it.
And I asked you, hey, Caitlin, do you think old man smell is a
Wikipedia article? And it is. But it redirects to old person smell.
Yes.
Gender neutral.
Gender neutral. I feel like, I don't know if those are the... If there's...
I don't know if difference?
There's... I don't know if there's one smell.
This article seems to claim that there is.
There's like... There's like a layer to...
I mean, I'm sure there's variations because like there's like generalized people stink, but then each people has like their own
brand
twist, their own brand of stink,
their own special take,
their own special sauce, if you will.
Oh,
but it's the same basic sauce, just different chefs.
My old man smell is just going to be regular old man smell, old person smell combined with I've covered myself in my special sauce. It's like a barbecue-basted old man.
BBQ, maybe a little bit of soy in there.
Yeah.
A little Asian twist.
Little black bean sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reduction. All right. So we're going to try to do this. Also, hey, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So listeners, can you get to that? Tomorrow from the day that we're recording this.
Right.
So we love you, listeners. We got you old person smell.
Those are kisses.
Those are ASMR kisses.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Archduchess Maria Anna of Austria, 1770 through 1809. You ever heard of this lady?
I've heard of archduchesses before. as a type of
You've
person.
Heard of the construct of archduchess?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But no, Maria of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
No. Got a lot of pictures painted of herself, looks like.
Yeah, there's a picture of her as a baby. And there's a whoopsie in the caption. It says, Archduchess Maria Anna with his older brother Ferdinand.
Huh.
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. Wrong pronoun. Is the ancestors section just blank or is it not loaded?
No, it's just an awkward shape.
Oh, it's a redirect. Okay.
Titles and styles.
Do you have any favorite...
Her Royal Highness, that's her one
Do you
title.
Have any favorite world royalty?
Oh, yeah, Maria Theresa of Austria.
Okay.
She was tight. Maria Theresa of Austria, also Elizabeth I of England.
Okay. Yeah.
Both pretty tight, I would say.
Yeah.
Real effective politicians. You know, both came to power at a time when women were not really supposed to be in power and just fucking killed it, knocked it out of the park.
Dope.
Like, just manipulating men left and right. The Maria Theresa of Austria, who's Marie Antoinette's mother, incidentally. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact context for which I apologized to my AP European history teacher.
Uh-oh.
But she you know, she was an Austrian, and it was the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the Hungarians were like getting testy, mm-hmm. and so she marched into like the parliament or what the fuck ever in Hungary with all these like menacing dudes who were like ready to fight her. And she went in there with her infant son and was like, hey, like, don't hurt me. I'm just a poor young mother. Like, why would you want to be bad to me, guys? Damn. And it worked. And they were like, okay, we'll chill.
Damn.
Yeah. So
that's hard.
Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. I don't have any favorite monarchy.
None.
Nah. Yeah.
Do you have any least favorite monarchy?
Yeah, King George. Fuck that
guy. Oh, yeah. Bad, yeah.
Bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, King George is just in general. Like, no. Yeah.
None of them. None of them. None of them sharing that name.
All right.
So, not sure if this person counts as an old person. No, definitely not, because died...
Yeah, Devo, not an old person.
Died at age 39, yeah. So...
Didn't get so old.
Didn't get that smell. Didn't get that stank on him.
But maybe she... I mean, I don't know, people aged faster back then.
Because we discussed this a little bit prior to the show, which was, how do we think we would get to old person smells? Like, well, clearly
we have to get to old people.
Old people.
Or maybe we could get to personal hygiene. I think possibly we could get to personal hygiene as well.
Yeah, we... Yeah,
which is linked. There's a link to personal hygiene from old person smell, so maybe.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we can see that. We can see. But where do we go?
Where do we go to get... Where are the most old people? For example, of all the countries in this article, where do you think they got the most olds? Spain, Austria, or Saxony?
I see Romania.
Or Romania.
It's on the right-hand side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. God, what's the crustiest, dustiest...
What's the crustiest European country?
Yeah. What's the most geriatric European country?
I mean, what is the most geriatric European country?
Lithuania?
No, I don't think... I mean, I don't know. I don't know that much about Lithuania. I think maybe Austria. I'm thinking like Central Europe.
Okay. Yeah, we can go with Austria. I've been to Austria.
I feel like they have a lot of like old...
You know what they had?
Like edifices there.
They had a lot of old buildings.
Yeah, they got a lot of old buildings. So maybe they got a lot of old people.
Now, I can say that pretty much about any
it's
European
true
country.
About all of Europe.
But like Austria's buildings were distinctly cooler, if not
and
also
they have
older.
They have an old, you know... Like, there's a lot of old buildings, as you know, throughout Europe, but I just feel like they seem older.
Theirs are the crustiest.
Theirs are the crustiest. Yeah. All right, Austria. Well, that's Archduchess of Austria, so that's not gonna
you know
work.
What you know what Austria promises you?
Nope. What?
No corner without cobwebs. That's how
that's
old our
motto.
Buildings are.
Whoa! What the fuck just happened? Okay.
Wait a minute.
I swiped back.
Oh,
we're
okay.
Gonna pretend that didn't happen.
Yeah, no, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Because you got some slippery hands on a pad doesn't
right.
mean it counts
well,
as a click.
For the record, it doesn't appear that the nation of Austria actually has its own link.
Oh.
Oh my god, what am I doing?
Oh no.
Okay, we're fine. I can't control this. I can't control the trackpad on my computer.
Okay, should I do it?
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
Looks like I'm having...
Austria isn't here.
Looks like I'm having no trouble. Yeah, it's just the Archduchess of Austria.
You can
link.
You can try Tuscany or Florence.
Tuscany seems like a cool, young, hip place.
You think so?
Yeah.
What about Florence?
Middle age. Let's go with Florence.
Middle. Okay.
As it loads... Wow, my internet's not doing super great today.
Never been to Italy.
I ain't been to Italy.
You haven't been there either.
No. It's a boot. That's all I know about it.
That's...
It's the land of pizza.
That's true.
It's pizza mecca.
Yeah, you got both of those things right. Look at it. Look at that boot. It's kicking a soccer ball.
That would be a hella uncomfortable boot, though.
Yeah, I mean...
TBH.
It's a high-heeled boot.
Well, it's not only a high heel boot, but like it also has that like fringe at the top.
Well, that's just decorative. Those are just some fluffs.
It's just some poofy fluffs.
Some fluffy refs for
you. But think about where your foot fits in the boot, though.
It goes right. Boot shape. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, but then it's like at a 45-degree angle on that heel.
Yeah, that's what wearing heels is like.
You just like jam your toes.
You just jam your toes in there. It's really bad for your feet and legs.
Oh man.
Yeah. Man.
Good thing I wear trash boy shoes.
Yeah, I don't wear those. I haven't worn heels in a year and 4 months.
When was the last time you wore heels?
My brother's wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you like want to, or you just like?
I mean, I just did because like it looked good, and okay. I do the classic like drunk girl at prom move where halfway through the night I'm like, fuck this, and I take them off.
Nice.
And I no literally shame. I got on the L train in Chicago in my heels.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I got off the L train, I walked like 10 blocks barefoot because I could not handle having those fucking shoes on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't like a super great idea to walk barefoot in an urban
in
center.
A city, no. I mean, yeah. I watched where I was stepping.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Also just like maybe like do they have like heels that are like transformers and they can transform into flats?
What? No.
I'm just saying.
Do they have robot shoes that you put on your feet?
Not okay, they're not sentient robot shoes or even like automated.
The correct analogy that you're looking for is those pants that zip off
yes.
into shorts.
Okay, yes. Like the pants that zip off into shorts for the rave
no,
kids.
No, they don't have that.
Because it would be like, imagine like a shoe and you're like, oh, a shoe looks really interesting. It's got all sorts of angles and stuff, like yeah. all kinds of like sharp edges. And like, that's because it's basically an origami shoe and it folds up into a heel.
Well,
and then you just like pull a tab
and it
like,
flattens blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's the noise it makes.
Yeah. Like fucking $1 billion idea right there.
Yeah. You can go and invent that.
In fact, Imagine this, Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
You're on the L train. You got your heels on.
Yeah.
Like, this fucking sucks. No.
Fixed.
Okay. All you did was fart. That didn't fix a thing. But what you do is you click your heels together twice. Boom. Then the heels go. they start to deflate.
Yeah.
And like the arch naturally deflates with it. So it's not like, an uncomfortable like. Heel without a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because the whole shape of the shoe has to change.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
Like, that would be super dope. I think I just found my life's calling.
Okay, yeah.
Make the transforming shoe. Then you click it twice more. It starts to inflate back up, and it's got a little tank.
And then
you can
people,
put fish in it.
And then people will say of Italy, not it looks like a boot, but it looks like Matt's aura... Or a shoe, or I'm trying to think of a portmanteau that you could use to brand your invention with.
Yeah, good luck. My name's not portmanteau friendly.
Matt's Fold-em-ups.
That's good. It looks like a fold-em-up.
It looks like a Matt's Fold-em-up.
Italy looks like a Matt's Fold-em-up. God, what was it? Oh, I almost had a good capper for this shoe bit.
And then I just. Whoosh,
and now left. It's just pants.
Now it's just pants.
I had a capper.
Italy, it's pants.
Italy, it's the pants. We wear the shoe.
Now we're the pants. Come see us.
Come in Italy's pants.
Yeah. Real mature.
Hey, I never said I was going to be a classy presence on the show from the outset. Did
okay.
I ever promise you that?
No, in fact, I said today that you're the dirty boy. So I guess that's how it is. I'm gonna try to go to Italy because there's a demographics section of this article about Florence, but it's all ethnic.
Okay, let's
so
do it.
I'm gonna click Italy, see if we can find some olds.
Can we think of anything else about Italy, though?
Pasta.
Okay.
Leonardo da Vinci. All
right, yeah.
You know, the Italian Renaissance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your boy Leonardo definitely invented a better heel, and that
paper was lost to history.
Time. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Also, it had wings on it. They were supposed to be flying devices. Flying. Like, or like those like corkscrew whirly wig things.
Yeah, some little helicopters.
It's just like, Leo, stop. Like, you're not going to get it.
You're not going to propel people. You're not going to propel ladies with
by their heels.
By their heels. Their hella heels.
Leo, we know this is just a ploy, so you can get your peeping on. You're trying to get these ladies lofted midair so you can get your peeping from all angles.
That's gross. Also, wasn't he gay?
Assassin's Creed implied as much, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's like a, I mean, not like a fact, because like we're not there, so how would we know? But
mm-hmm.
I think that like people think that.
I think people do
like,
think that.
Like reputable people.
But it sucks that the way that I know about that is from via the fucking video
It's
game.
From Parkour the Game.
It's from the one point in Parkour the Game where he hits on the main character.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Who, you know, you can't change the gender of the main character. Don't get to choose that.
Yeah, no.
Women doing parkour.
And stabbing the tricks.
Don't be ridiculous.
They did that in later games, though.
Haven't they like, done that in one so far?
Like, a dozen games later. No, they've done it in two. There have been two games.
Okay, that's
but, like,
nice.
One of them was a side game.
That's
let's
nice.
Be real.
My favorite thing about Assassin's Creed, I mean, Parkour the Game, is how at the beginning, on the load screen, it makes a point of saying, like, this game was made by people who are different races and religions.
Uh-huh.
They're all boys, though. Like, we all know they were all boys.
It doesn't say gender?
No, it doesn't say that.
Man,
that doesn't Matt. Why would you bring up gender? Like, it's really like, why would you bring that up as a thing? I think you're just being divisive, like to the gaming community.
Oh, are you just saying that you take the stance they hire the best person for the role?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, okay.
That's how it works.
So this
get
this,
used to it.
This sign on the doors of Ubisoft that says "No girls allowed." It's spelled G U R L Z. Doesn't have anything to do with the lack of diversity
no.
in gender.
No, because girls aren't the good ones for the job.
Or parkour.
Girls don't play video games.
What was the last video game a girl played in the world?
The last video game a girl played?
Yeah.
Simpsons Hit and Run. I don't know, that was just the first game that came into my head. Sorry, that wasn't a good bit.
No, it's not a good bit because... Actually, like, I think the stats are in for
I know,
year
there's actually more women play video games than...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true that all they're playing is Simpsons Hit and Run, though, but...
All of them play Simpsons Hit and Run.
Try to sit a dumb boy down at Simpsons Hit and Run...
For the Dreamcast.
...and get him to finish Apu's mission, and guess what? No fucking chance.
Nope.
But that's...
Can't figure that out. The fucking Plow King... Boys can't maneuver that big rig.
I watched this dope-ass, no-glitch speed run of Simpsons Hit and Run that was compiled. It was a segmented run compiled by, like, the entire YWCA. And it was super awesome. It was super awesome.
Yeah, the Young Women's Controllers Association.
All the Girl Scouts these days are getting their merit badges and sit and run.
In gaming.
it's way more hardcore than any boy can muster.
Yeah, I mean, it's the hardest core game.
Let's be real, though. That game was fucking difficult. That's the one I'm thinking
was
of,
it?
Right?
I don't know.
Or am I
remember
Road Rage.
I remember it being super fun. I mean, I don't really differentiate between those two games in my mind. I just remember they were both really fun and I liked them.
They were appropriately Simpsons flavored.
Is the Simpsons Hit and Run the crazy taxi clone, or is that the other one?
I can't for the fucking life
right?
of me remember. Which one's the one that's more like Crazy Taxi versus the one that's more like GTA?
I don't know.
I don't even
I think Simpsons
know.
Hit and Run is probably more like GTA
because it's called
Hit and Run.
Yeah.
Which is a crime.
Which is
just
a crime
like Grand
move.
Theft Auto
yeah.
is a crime.
Yeah. we're still on the page for Italy.
Yeah, here we are. Here in Italy.
No, we got a section for Middle
it's
Ages,
a cool place.
But I don't think that means
the
middle old
middle-aged people. Yeah.
People
definitely not, I would say. Oh my god, okay, ethnic groups, no. Demographics though. The Italian economic miracle of the 50s and 60s. I didn't know about that.
High fertility. Wait, hold on.
High fertility.
High fertility and birth rates persisted until the 1970s, after which they start to dramatically decline, leading to rapid population aging.
Where?
But it doesn't. Okay, but so. People.
I feel like a total fertility rate, that could be good, right?
Maybe.
Because it has to do with like the makeup of a population.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how fast they make the babies.
How fast they turn out them babes.
How fast they make the new people. The young ones.
Yeah, we can click on that. I think that's an option. TFR, total fertility rate.
What a pretty map. It's got all the countries, and they're all different colors.
America's not looking that fertile.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dried up in the loins.
For a second, I thought, okay... For a second, I thought this page referenced the CIA World Facebook. And I, well, the CIA World Factbook is like a collection of like
vital statistics for the world. And you just read Facebook.
And I read it as CIA World
Facebook. I just read the same thing.
Uh-huh. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And I quickly realized the error of my ways and felt like I had to say it because I feel so dumb right now.
Well, it's
that I would ever even
funny.
For a
we
moment
got a good chuckle out of it.
I would ever even for a moment consider that was a thing.
Do you remember when this? Do you remember reading about this this proposal or like this concept of having social media sites publicized, socialized, like the opposite of privatized, as if it's like a utility.
I can see like an argument for that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah,
that's kind of tight.
Like, let's...
Here's your government-issued internet spot.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
But then the government's in control. Because that's so much worse than a fucking private corporation.
Right, no, I'm into government control. Yeah. I love that shit.
I'm actually pretty all right with government control.
Yeah.
Like...
I like that.
Like, I'd say, like... 2 out of 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even
what's the corporation that
4 out of 5 times?
What's the corporation that is the fifth time that you make an exception for? Like you would rather have this corporation in charge of something than the government.
Hmm. Well, you know, Papa John's.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
I don't need the government in control of my pizza.
Not my papa.
Not my pie.
Yeah.
Obama's not my papa. I didn't elect him a pizza chef.
Papa John, though. He's like my daddy. He's like my real daddy.
Family comes first, not politics.
Exactly, yeah. My family, John. You know.
Keep the government out of pizza.
Definitely.
That's one topping I won't order.
Government. Kind.
I'll go online, order my pizza, and where it says government, I'm not clicking that bubble.
Government?
None cheese, left beef, none government. That's my pizza.
None cheese.
Have you not seen that?
No.
Is that a
meme?
There's an image of someone who ordered a none cheese left beef pizza, and what they got was a circle of bread with some loose meatballs on it.
On the left.
Mostly on the left side, yeah. It's pretty great.
I don't know about that. That sounds like a bad pizza.
None cheese left beef.
I wouldn't want that pizza. None government, though, for sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the...
From the CIA World Facebook.
From the CIA World Facebook.
The CIA poked you. Do you poke them back?
No.
The CIA shared a really funny clickhole article about the CIA. It's super meta.
The total fertility rate, sometimes also called the fertility rate, of a population is the average number of children that would be born to a woman over her lifetime if, one, she were to experience the exact current age-specific fertility rates... ASFRs through her lifetime, and she were to survive from birth through the end of her reproductive life. Yeah, there's some maps, some parameters. World Extremes. What's the oldest place? Or, I mean, oldest, I guess, what's the, like, juiciest, most fertile?
Oh, I see. Like,
least dried up place.
Where are they boning the most?
Yeah, where they fucking... The lowest TFR recorded anywhere in the world in recorded history is for Xiangyang district of Jiangmusi City, which is there's another Chinese word there. So TFR of 0.41.
But that's just like the lowest. They don't have the record high. Uh-uh. That's kind of lame. I mean, you'd think that's like, that's more impressive, right? Like, man, population growth. Not just like, they kind of stopped. They kind of plateaued. No more babies.
Mm-hmm.
That's not noteworthy. It's just like, in fact, that's the absence of news.
Yeah.
No one's going to go high-fiving that country being like, good job, not having babies. Really
well,
did it.
I mean, some people, you know, that's...
I mean...
Some people do want that.
Yeah. Do you know that there's a subreddit it's r/childfree?
No, I didn't.
Oh, ooh.
It's kind of seems kind of sad.
Okay.
Kind of vaguely sad.
It's not.
What is it?
It's definitely sad.
Oh, okay.
Because what it is it's a collection of people being like, I don't have a kid.
Yeah.
And so here's all the dope shit about my life since I've decided I'm never having children.
Oh my god, but you know that they didn't decide it. Got it forced upon them.
It's people bragging about how they are never going
to
have offspring.
How they have failed to reproduce.
Yeah. I forget. It's god, I can't spell it off the top of my head. I think it's Sharonia. Sharonea.
I don't know what you're saying.
On Twitter, at
okay,
at person. Popular person on Twitter.
It's a person.
It's a popular person. Will occasionally surface like it's like her like kind of like unique Schadenfreude like release valve. It seems like where she'll take screenshots from our child free.
Yeah,
and one of them was of this person who's like, because I don't have children, I can afford to get tattoos, and then they have a picture of the tattoo, and they just got,
and it's a baby.
No. It says, I desperately want children. Oh my gosh, I wish I had a kid. Oh, it sucks so bad. This tattoo is so expensive.
This is the closest thing I have to a child.
Oh. Do you want to know what the tattoo actually was?
Yeah.
It was just a shitty line work, not even filled in, Triforce on their wrist.
Oh no.
From Zelda.
Oh my god. How much money do you think they spent on it?
I don't know, but do you know
what is the lifetime cost of raising a child? Like $500,000 or some shit?
Yeah, did someone
That's
not
like a lot of money.
Did someone not tell this person that without
that kids, a child costs more than $50?
That without kids you're like, yeah, I guess you're saving money, but with kids you can still probably afford a $10 tattoo.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. Evidently not.
I do want to be clear that I think that not having children is a perfectly valid and legitimate choice.
Totally.
But I'm also positive that everyone that's on that forum is someone who desperately wants children but has not been able to obtain them.
Yeah. If you need to brag about not having children, you got some other stuff going on.
You got some
on.
Problems, some issues.
There's. It's perfectly valid to be... I don't think kids is the thing I want to do.
Yeah, that's why you're not on the Reddit.
Yeah. But that's fine.
Maybe you could go on there though and be like, because I don't have children, I am able to, I don't know.
Because I don't have children, I just don't have to take care of another human being. Maybe one day I will.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like, what if it was just extremely literal? Like, here's my life as a child-free person.
This is what
I just
like.
Don't have the responsibility of having to do the things.
Yeah.
That's it. No value judgment here.
Or could be like, because I don't have children, I'm not obligated to make more money than I do, which is not very much.
Which is not very much. I'm browsing Reddit on a cardboard box right now.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. If you ever want to see some sad people, go to literally any subreddit. No, that's mean.
That's not true. All subreddits.
But like...
That one, definitely. I'm going to click Aging of Japan.
Yeah. That is a link off of TFR.
Changes in the population of Japan. There's a chart that shows that the population went up and then down.
Yep.
Japan, the aging of Japan is thought to outweigh all other nations. As a country, it is purported to have the most old people. That's the exact language it says on this page.
Does it say?
It's even crustier than Austria, and there's more cobwebs.
Does it say? Old. A link? Is old people a link?
Elderly citizens is not a link. No, but it's got to be. I mean,
so this has to do partially with the hikikomori, right?
Yeah.
That's the phenomenon of like the Japanese hermit, like where they're just concerned that a lot of the small number of young people they do have just don't feel like going out and like hitting up the
going
club.
Out and fucking
yeah. I went to the club last night. Let me tell you, I'd probably like be feeling like better today if I like hadn't gone to the club.
Yeah,
probably like
you'd probably. I mean, you did make a baby. You did have a baby though last night. So like.
No. Sorry. Let's walk that back. I got a tattoo that says I desperately want a baby. It's not the same. It's not exactly the same. I just desperately want a baby. Also, that baby has a tattoo on its wrist of a shitty Triforce. it's wrist tattoos all the way down.
I was picturing the baby tattoo on like your upper thigh. So you can only see it when you disrobe.
Ew. No. Oh.
Hey, potential sexual partner.
This is my sex time baby tattoo.
I desperately want a baby. How does that sound?
Now that you see my tattoo, let's talk about contraceptive measures.
There's a thing called herbivore men. And it's a social phenomenon. This is in Japan. It's a social phenomenon characterized by men who shun marriage or gaining a girlfriend. Why is it called herbivore men?
Because only the meat eaters get the women.
Gross.
That's like almost 90% what it is, and that's bad.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I got an ouchie in my throat from making those noises.
Yeah, so did I.
I'm out of water.
Mm-hmm. This is rough. We gotta tough it out.
Okay. Effects on society. There's all kinds of old people adjacent stuff here. Nursing homes.
Yeah, like, throw us a bone, Wikipedia. Just
pensions.
Link to old people.
Okay, work-life balance. Don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I have no idea what the work-life balance is.
Okay, here's elderly people in Japan.
Okay, that's gotta get us closer. Yep, elderly people in Japan. All right.
This article focuses on the situation of elderly people in Japan. Thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Really gotta get that that topic sentence right at the top of the article.
Yeah.
Really make sure it's clear.
If your Wikipedia article doesn't start kind of out like my first sophomore year high school essay,
yeah,
you're doing it wrong. Catcher in the Rye is a book about a sad boy in New York.
Exactly.
He once says that he would like to catch children in a rye patch.
Hence the title.
Like, if you're not doing that quality work, it's not Wikipedia up to snuff.
Yeah, and that's the title of the essay and the topic sentence of the essay. Just really...
It's like a long-ass title.
Just really fucking hammer it home.
Yeah.
You want everyone to know what it's about.
You want to use that descriptive language.
Use a descriptive language. Make sure people know what it's about.
Yeah.
Because if you don't put that in there, they're going to think it's about grapes. An old man in the sea.
Yeah. Did
be confused.
Did you ever get those bullshit assignments in high schools that
in high schools?
Yeah. Well, clearly I didn't.
I went to high
there.
Schools.
Do you ever get those bullshit assignments though, where it's like, this is called an essay, but what it really is a book report.
Is a think piece.
Oh my god. Do you know that there's somebody out there who's just like, hey kids.
Hey kids, I'm not a normal teacher. I'm a cool teacher, and today we're going to be writing a think piece.
Your homework is to read this article from HuffPo, this article from
BuzzFeed,
this article from Gawker, and this article from Jacobin.
Jacobin?
Is it Jacobin?
I don't think they can send their kids to their fucking students to a communist website, Matt.
I'm saying even commies turn out think pieces.
All right, go on. I was gonna say Vice.
No, because Vice is a drug piece.
Right, it's all true. It is 100% about drugs. You're right. Yeah. I forgot. Go ahead.
Vice is cool like that.
Yeah, Vice is cool because is cool because it's drugs.
Because it's cool.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
That's it. Just like
read these things and write a thing on the internet.
Write a thing like a think piece, like a net style persuasive.
Think about
piece.
It and do a piece.
Yeah.
Wink.
Kids, I want your hottest takes on my table Monday morning.
You know teachers are doing that.
Yeah, they fucking are.
I hate that. I hate new media. I hate modernity.
Yeah. I mean, you want to write stuff, right? As a career? But yeah. You would much rather be like...
Yeah. That's the soothing sound that my pen makes as it moves across the page.
And then that ends up on a newspaper. And then there's a little boy in a newsy cap standing on an apple crate being like, extra, extra, read all about
right,
it.
But the apple crate is a crate of Apple computers.
Yeah, because the value of the computer has collapsed.
Mm-hmm. The computer, yeah, I mean, it's worth more as an object to stand on than it is as a method of computing.
Is that like a steampunk adjacent type alternate reality fiction genre yet? We decide to kill new media. What we decide to do is just like, we decide, computers weren't worth it. And we just go back to the way things were. But we also like, there are also still people at the fringes who use computers to do
right,
things. And they're like shunned.
Like cyberpunks.
But the rest, it's cyberpunks are the fringe.
Right.
And the rest of society has just gone back to like.
I mean, cyberpunks were always the fringe. But the rest of society is just using computers as kindling.
Yeah. It's just like Microsoft Surface tablets, yeah. Like in the incinerator to keep the house warm.
Throw another iPad on the fire, Johnny. It's getting cold in here.
Oh, make sure you get one with the lithium-ion battery.
those burn the longest.
Those burn the longest and hottest.
All right, here we are on elderly people in Japan.
Dear God, we would like to thank you for the warmth in our house provided by Foxconn.
Provided by our Lord and Savior, Bill Gates, who gave up his life to the...
Yeah, what if he... But, like, this... Okay, this is the hook, though.
Yeah.
We can't leave this. This is the hook. The reason why they discover it is because they discover that just burning computers is actually, like, way cleaner and way more sustainable than anything else we can come up with.
Than anything else we can come up with as energy or to do with computers.
Yeah, so then rather than using computers...
We build them and then burn them.
We just use them for energy.
Yeah, and Bill Gates gave up his entire fortune for the good of the mm-hmm. Earth.
And so we just start ripping up all the pavement, putting back cobblestones. We start cars. Oh, cars have computers in them now. Burn all the cars.
Burn the cars.
We're going back to horses.
It's a clean burning energy source, but I tell you what.
Don't let anybody tell you that burning a car is wrong. That's free energy you're putting back out in the world.
Yeah, you're just releasing it into the world.
Yeah.
It's like you just sort of, you put the energy in the general vicinity of the thing you want powered. It's like when you're powering a light bulb in Fallout 4.
It's like a new age therapy.
You just plug the wire into the wall, mm-hmm. the same wall as the light bulb's on.
You just stand next to the burning car and you feel reinvigorated.
You absorb the juices.
Tell me this. If you lit a car on fire and stood and watched it burn, would you not feel invigorated?
You'd never have to sleep again.
That energy is going directly to you.
Right into your blood.
Everybody should burn a car at least once. That's my thought.
Yeah, it's a clean burn energy source.
All right, elderly people in Japan though, don't burn them. God, no.
Why did you say that?
We were just on the topic of burning things you shouldn't burn.
All right, yeah.
And then I tried to segue us back, and it was a complete disaster.
Do burn cars. Don't burn people.
Ever.
No.
Unless like they're being cremated. Is
Those
that a thing that you would do?
Dead. No, I want to. I just want to go in the ground.
Just in the ground in a box.
Just in one piece.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. I know when I was younger, I definitely was like, nah, definitely put my body in whatever state it's in on ice.
Just ice it down.
Ice it down. Eventually, you'll be able to, like, fully
to
reverse
reanimate
death.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
I don't think so.
But there are lots of people that pay a lot of money to have that done to their
those
bodies.
Those are terrifying stories, too, because those facilities always fail.
I don't know about that. Like, they thaw out.
There's, like, think about it. Just, like, one thing goes wrong, and then you just got some thawed out.
Some thawed bodies.
Uh-huh.
Some thawed bods.
Yeah. And you can't, it's not like you can refreeze that. It's not a waffle or something. Like,
yeah, no. That's it. You're done.
It's done. You had one shot. Do not miss your chance. Don't blow. This opportunity only comes once in a lifetime.
Please, just really leave the power on. Don't forget to keep adding iPads to the fire.
to keep that ice cool.
We can't let these bods thaw. But the thing is, I don't think that's terrifying because I don't think it works anyway. So, like,
oh no, yeah, it's just gross if you happen to work in one of those facilities.
Yeah, and you have to deal with the bods,
the bod thaw.
gross.
We got in a real bad
this is
rut.
Dark. This is dark, Matt.
Who knew that old person smell would actually just be like the
about
death?
Theme. Okay, widowhood. A lot of old people adjacent things.
Yeah, I just can't believe that there's not like a link to elderly.
To the smell?
or to the smell,
just
yeah.
To general elderly people.
Yeah.
Japanese diet. Apparently, I think that refers to like the parliament, not the...
Yeah.
The diet in Japan.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. This is the bottom. Okay, do you know what this word means, though? There's a mystery. There's a wild card link in here.
Ubusute?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm, like, not thrilled about clicking it. But you can click another one of these old person adjacent things, I feel like.
Okay, I feel like there might still be...
Retirement?
Elderly people. Let's go back to the top, because I haven't really...
let it sink in.
Yeah, so age group, do you think it's going to list...
Age group, the general page?
Yeah, do you think this is a list of age groups? Or do you think it's just the concept that people
fuck.
Are different ages? I'm going to click it.
Okay, age group. Took us to demographic profile.
There we go.
Oh, age group, and then...
straight on through.
Hold on. Okay, age group, it was one click, and then...
Elderly,
which gives us old age, is another. Holy shit, I think we're... Oh my god, I can feel it.
I'm going to start reading the links.
I'm feeling the tingles.
Life cycle, aging, senescence, gerontology, geriatrics.
Marks of old age.
Where?
Marks of old
Where
age.
Where are marks of old age?
Section 2. Physical marks of old age.
Bone and joint, chronic diseases, dental problems, digestive...
Where's that
essential
smell
tremor,
at?
Eyesight falls, gait change, hair, hearing, hearts, immune function, lungs, mobility impairment
are
loss, pain, sexuality,
kidding
sleep,
me.
Taste buds, urinary... Are you motherfucking kidding me?
You have a page for old person smell, but it's not on...
Wait, okay, no, don't worry, I'm not giving up. Okay, old age from a middle age perspective, old age from an old age perspective... old page from society's perspective.
They smell bad.
they smell bad. In quotation marks.
Society. Okay, I don't think that's entirely fair, I should say.
Can I just come clean right now about something?
What?
I don't know what this smell is, because I've never known enough old people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
well,
Only one of my grandparents was alive when I was born.
Here's the best way I can describe it, though. I think the general smell is that you've smelled old book smell, right?
Yes.
Old book smell smells like kind of good, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a neutral smell, but like because of association,
it's a neutral dusty smell, yeah.
Right?
Now imagine, but it's like an inorganic smell, old book smell.
I guess.
In a way. Like, well, I mean, books, pulp, paper, whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't smell like there's some meats and juices involved.
So, like, if a book was made of meat.
If a book
was made of human flesh.
That's what old people smell like.
Okay. Got it.
Every old person listening to this is super offended now.
Yeah, we have tons of elderly listeners.
Well, that's going to be us when we look back on this when we're in our old age and we're like, remember when we did a podcast?
And now we smell like that.
I feel offended. I don't smell like a meat book at all. successful aging is a link? What the fuck?
I don't know what that means.
That's yeah, just, you that's did just it. Like you
not,
got old.
That's just like not dying. Like, that's it.
What a success! Another year under my belt.
Hey, we're doing it.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be somewhere on this fucking page.
It's got to be somewhere on this
page.
It's
not in C also, which is bullshit.
We got to old age, and it's, like, not linked.
And it's not right in front of my eyeballs. Like, Christ.
This sucks. It's definitely a physical mark of old age.
It definitely, definitely is.
People...
Definitions? An old person is a person that smells old.
That's...
It's how you tell.
That's one of my definitions.
Old person smell. It's how you tell.
Do they have a distinct old smell? They're old then.
That's it. You nailed it. Oh my god.
Senior discount is a link, but not old person smell. I can't fucking believe
bullshit.
This.
Motherfucker.
I'm like, chronic mucus hypersecretion. Ugh.
Yum.
Is there some other... Immune function. I'm just trying to see, like, would any of these, like, also have a side link to smell? But they, like, literally leave smell out of it. They're like, smell, you're not as important as these other physical traits, and I think that's fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
We're obsessed with smell as a society. We sell sticks and sprays to make us...
Sticks, it's true, sticks and sprays.
To make us smell tasty.
And powders.
Yeah.
All kinds of states of matter get sold as smell.
Rub
enhancers.
Your body down in some burning hot
rub
plasma.
It down.
Some good smell plasma. Get that up in your pits.
Yeah.
In your crevices.
Oh yeah.
Ugh, crevices. I didn't like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
No.
Crevices.
Stop. Oh no. I think we're done.
No. 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 Wait. How much time do we have on the clock?
We got, like, a couple minutes on the clock.
Okay.
But I'm not optimistic that we're gonna...
You're always giving up on me, Matt.
I'm sorry. I'm not that sorry.
I know you're not.
I'm more disappointed in this page. That's how I feel.
All these fucking theories. Theories about old people brains. Old age benefits. Oh, this is, like,
yeah,
financial
benefits,
not, like, benefits of being old.
Your smell changes. That's a benefit. You've always wanted a different base smell, and let me tell you, just wait it out.
Have I told you that I'm really excited to get an old person computer?
Like, what do you mean?
It's just a computer, and it's got a screen, right? And it's got, like, three buttons. And it's just, like, email, teleport, porn.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you need. And email is like, it's actually holograms. We just still call it email, like, out of habit.
Yeah. I can attest that that
and
would be cool.
And porn is also holograms.
What's the biggest button though?
Well, teleport. You
For
have to
UX.
Be able to, you have to be able to stand on the teleport button.
Okay.
So that's the biggest one.
Okay. What's the second biggest button? Is it porn or is it email?
Golly. I mean, I would say that you can buy versions of it either.
Either. You just kind of swap the sticker?
You could swap the sticker either way. What do you like?
I guess, yeah, leave it to user choice, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think most users would say...
Porn.
I need to be able to slap that porn button.
Yeah.
And, like, not worry about hitting something else.
Just stick your hand out.
Email, that's a deliberate press.
Right.
Porn, you're
that's
just
an
like,
emergency.
Fuck it.
Okay, I'm going to try one more thing. I'm going to try aging.
Aging, yeah, let's do it. Aging is the process of becoming
I don't know why
older.
There's two different articles.
Old age
it seems
and aging.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, old age
okay,
is the thing.
Of aging. Photo aging. Oh, like sun damage.
Yeah.
Hearing, cognitive processes. What is this? Presbyopia? I don't know what that means.
Over the age of 85, thirst perception decreases.
Whoa.
Such that 41% of the elderly drink insufficiently.
Whoa.
That's fucked.
I never knew that.
Just get less thirsty.
Okay, there's this whole fucking list of things. This is, there's gotta be.
Intelligence may decline with age. It's Bummer. Gotta be in here. Oh my god. Where'd that smell at?
Myelinated axons.
Follow your nose.
You have myelinated axons and... and you're not following your nose.
This man, oh man.
And then there's a goddamn article called Senescence. There's at least three articles that are the same thing.
Oh, Wikipedia. I can feel myself undergoing senescence right now.
Yeah, I mean, we all are all the time.
Because it seems so reasonable to me that the world would provide us this link, and I guess I'm just old. Too old to know how it really is, and I'm just fading away.
God, this is a bummer of an episode.
Yeah, do we call it here at aging?
God, I guess. Hold on, wait, I'm gonna skim this one paragraph. Society and culture.
Yeah. Just give us a. Smell, please. Self-perception of aging. I smell bad.
Okay, not
we
bad. Have
to, no, we,
I smell different.
Yeah, it's true. It's not necessarily a great smell.
Okay, I just want to say that I have previewed the article, and according to Wikipedia, most younger people find it to be a neutral smell. So
I'm a weirdo.
You're a freak.
Well, you can follow this freak on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson, spell it right. Tweet at me about old person smell and your perception of it, especially if you're a young person.
Or if you're an old person.
Do you get down on that shit?
Either way.
Anyway, I do another twin podcast.
Yeah.
Called
Podcast Casts. The Cast Cast.
I do another podcast called Twin Peaks Peaks with Ashley Brandt. We're coming up on the end of Twin Peaks. It's approaching rapidly. Get on it. Watch along. Listen along. Twin Peaks, Peaks.
Peek.simplecast.fm.
Check it out on iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, if you're not already, subscribe to this show. Rate it. Review it. Do it.
Give us a good please. Review.
Just write a funny joke and put some stars on it.
Or, yeah.
Great.
Just write some, like, punctuation marks. That'd be fine.
Yeah. Give us exclamation point, question mark, comma, colon,
asterisk,
semicolon. Asterisks, 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 asterisks.
Ampersand.
Asterisk, ampersand.
That's it.
Give us that review. If you type out that review for real.
That's a secret code. That's an activation code.
iTunes explode.
Yeah. Oh my god, I lost my train of thought. I can't believe I go through this whole episode without doing an old person voice. So I'm gonna not do an old person voice.
Okay,
I'm going to subvert your expectations.
No, wait. You should do the voice.
Which, are you referring to an old person voice or are you referring to my Long Island grandmother voice?
Oh, you should definitely do the Long Island grandmother voice.
All right. If you say so, yes. Matt. If you say so, Matthew. You know, I got to watch out for you. I got to watch you. I got to make sure you're not getting up to too much trouble. You're not going around smelling too many old people.
Caitlin, can in that voice, can you give us your rundown?
You can find me on Twitter. If you want to find me on Twitter, you can find me at best cabest. That's what they tell me. That's what my grandchildren tell me my Twitter handle is. Or if you want to tweet at the show, you can tweet it at get to that. Yeah. All of that's on Twitter, and we have a Facebook page as well. And I don't remember what the face. I can never remember what it is.
CYGTT.
All right. What? That's right. That's what he said. And I just want to say to the listeners, you know, you never call us. You never write us. You're breaking our hearts over here. Send us a message.
You should Look, it's just gonna placate him. Just send him a message.
Send us a topic.
Send him a topic. Like, really, it would make him so happy. Like, it would mean the world.
You know, when you were younger, you used to send us topics all the time. Whatever happened to that? You moved into the city. You think you're a big shot. You're too good to send your grandmother a topic.